With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Pro-Iranian hackers targeting sites in the United States, and one group already claiming responsibility for a cyber attack on a U.S. medical device company. American wastewater treatment plants and power stations among the most likely targets. Isaac Levi is an analyst for the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air. He says Russia is selling more gas and oil because of the crisis in Iran.
Gas, the majority of Russia's gas is going to the EU, either through the remaining pipeline that goes through Turkey and enters the EU there, or on shipments of liquefied natural gas, mostly going to France, Belgium, Netherlands, and Spain. So those are the biggest buyers of the gas that Russia has been exporting. In terms of oil, China, Turkey, and India now make up 90% of all Russia's crude oil exports by destination. So those have been the main buyers.
An update from an earlier story this week on the Cambodian efforts to shut down scam centers. Here's correspondent Karen Chamas.
Speaking in one of the alleged scam centers that was raided by police, Municipal Police Colonel Van Kemra told the AP how the operation worked.
They fake the uniforms, the identity cards, and they generate many fake faces. By using AI.
Officials also say there's a connection to human trafficking, as they filed lawsuits against about 700 ringleaders and repatriated almost 10,000 foreigners who worked at the centers. I'm Karen Chamas.
FBI says ROTC students subdued and killed a gunman who opened fire earlier in Old Dominion University classroom, killing one and wounding two others. And a man has rammed his vehicle into a synagogue near Detroit. He was later killed. This is SRN News. Well, Canada moves to expand assisted suicide.
The government has set up a committee to consider allowing people who are mentally ill to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. Critics say the panel is made up largely of suicide supporters and will likely advise the government to go ahead with the proposed expansion, which is already set to take place in 2027 if no action is taken to prevent it. Under current Canadian law, only people with terminal physical ailments can apply for assisted suicide. Michael Harrington reporting.
Belgian officials say Monday's explosion near a synagogue in the eastern city of Liège was an anti-Semitic act. Federal prosecutors investigating, and several other countries in Europe are tightening security. Police say the blast happened in the early hours of Monday. No one was hurt, but the windows of a building in front of the synagogue were blown out. Belgium, home to about 40,000 Jews. This is SRN News. Senegal is the latest African nation to toughen the punishment for homosexuality. Lisa Dwyer explains.
Senegal's parliament has approved a bill that toughens punishment for homosexuality in a largely conservative Western African nation. It doubles the punishment from prison sentences of 1 to 5 years to between 5 and 10 years. In another change, the bill would now punish what it calls the promotion or financing of homosexuality. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An official says at least 50 people have been killed, 125 more missing, after landslides hitting three areas in southern Ethiopia. That follows an extremely heavy rain period that lasted about 5 days. A spokesman says one person was rescued when he was pulled out of the mud, shaken and scared, but he was still alive. More details, srnnews.com.